Well, the Aces broke up a romance between Jane's 19-year-old niece, Betty, and the 41-year-old man. Betty is brokenhearted and hates all men. To help Betty forget, Jane introduced her to Carl Neff, 22-year-old nephew of Mr. Ace's real estate partner. But Carl's just getting over a busted romance himself, so their first meeting ended with Betty and Carl hating each other. It's a few evenings later at the Aces bungalow now, where we find Jane arranging a bridge table and chairs as she explains to Mr. Ace. Listen.
So I decided that if he kept turning down my invitations to come here and sit around and visit so he could kind of talk to Betty and get to know her, I would think of a way to get in here by hook or ladder. And this afternoon I did. I thought of it. A bridge game. Of course, it's not exactly as romantic as I planned, but after all, there are some people that just can't sit around and talk. The minute four people get together, they just have to have 57 little cards to kill the time away. Well, personally, you know what I think of bridge. Oh, excuse me, dear. I want to put this chair here.
What?
I want to put this chair here by this bridge lamp. Move over.
Oh.
There. That makes 1, 2, 3, 4. That's enough, I guess. We'll play four-handed.
Yeah.
What was I saying? Oh, yes. Well, when I thought of this bridge game, I called him up and asked him if he would like to make a third at bridge. And he said...
A third at bridge?
Yes.
Well, who's the fourth?
Betty. I already had her for the fourth.
Oh, you just needed a third.
Yes.
I see.
So he sort of hummed and hawed, and I asked him if he knew how to play bridge. And he said he was a tournament player. And I said, oh, well, we don't play so good either, so he shouldn't worry about that part of it.
He's a tournament player?
Yes.
And you invited him here to play bridge with you in the game?
All of us, you two, and Betty and him and me.
But the guy's a shark. If he plays that good, he means he's an expert.
He is.
That's what he meant by tournament. How can you play in that kind of a game? In the first place, you haven't played bridge in a couple of years.
Oh, don't worry about me, dear. It'll come back to me. You know what I did? I took out the cards this afternoon and kind of studied them a little just to sort of get reacquainted.
Reacquainted with the cards?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you say hello to the King of Clubs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly to the Aces, though. I remembered I used to like those best.
Oh, yes. I remember you used to play those awfully well.
Yeah, so don't worry about me. The minute we start playing, it'll come back to me in a jitney. That part doesn't matter anyhow, because I'm just using this bridge game to make them get to be friends. Don't you get it?
Oh, I see. A subterfuge.
Yes, because... Beg your pardon?
You mean you just hope to bridge over this gap in the friendship.
Yeah. That's cute, bridge over. Oh, dear, you're so repulsive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was I saying? Oh, yes. I mean, if they can spend an evening together and get to know each other better, they wouldn't be so mad at each other.
They're not mad. They just ignore each other.
Ignore each other?
Yes, that's all they do at the office. He's been working there now 3 days. They haven't spoken a word. They just ignore each other.
Well, that's just it. Why should they ignore each other? I'm sure if he stopped ignoring Betty, she'd stop being ignorant, too. A lot of love affairs start that way, with both of them ignoring each other and vice versa.
Love affair? What love affair?
Oh, hell, I know it's not yet, but give them time. You know how those things are. Now, you take us, for instance.
Oh, no, now let's don't take us.
Oh, sure. Don't be embarrassed, dear.
I'm not embarrassed.
Well, now, you take us, for instance.
Oh.
When we first met.
Yes.
I'll never forget it if I live to be as old as McCushla. At first, it was love, wasn't it?
Oh, Jane, now, please, let's
then,
not...
after we got married, we got to be friends. And now we're buddies.
Okay, bud, break it up.
And that's the way this will turn out. You just watch and see.
Oh, sure. By starting with a bridge game.
Oh, stop worrying about the bridge game. That's just a way of getting them together.
How about your darling niece? Is it all right with her, this bridge game?
Oh, sure. She's getting dressed now. I told her to go right in and get dressed up in her prettiest dress.
You mean to say it's all right with her to spend an evening playing bridge with Carl?
Yes, and don't you spoil it now.
Well, I'm not going to spoil it. I'm just surprised. I mean, the way the two of them have been acting at the office.
Well, this is not the office.
Are you sure you told her it was Carl who was coming over?
Am I sure I... Now, look, dear, don't try to mix me up.
I'm not. I just want to make sure that she understands.
Of course she does. And when I told her to get dressed up in her prettiest dress, she just went right to her room and started to... Oh, here she is now. Come in, Betty. We were just talking. Betty, is that your prettiest dress?
Of course not, and I don't intend getting dressed up. These lounging pajamas are comfortable, and I intend being comfortable.
But I distinctively told you to get dressed.
And, Jane, I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'm spending an evening at home, and I intend to spend it in comfort.
But pajamas, then.
Oh, leave her alone, Jane. I think they look swell.
Thanks, Uncle Ace, but it wouldn't matter if you didn't like them.
Oh,
well, at least put a little ribbon in your hair or something.
Oh, stop fussing over me, Aunt Jane. I haven't any intention of trying to impress Mr. Neff. And I'm sure Mr. Neff feels the same way about me.
Mr. Neff, how can you be so formular?
Let her alone, Jane.
But why does she call him Mr. Neff? That's his uncle. His name's Carl.
I don't care what his name is. I have no interest in him. I only consented to this bridge game to prove that to you. Wasn't even worth saying no to. Doesn't matter to me with whom I play bridge.
Well, that's a fine how do you do.
I didn't know you even played bridge, Betty.
Oh, I play all right.
Did you play much back home?
Often enough. I only won 4 cups.
You won 4 cups?
4 cups?
Yes, 4 cups.
No saucers?
Huh?
Cups for bridge prizes without saucers?
No, not bridge prizes. I played in some tournaments.
Oh, yes, a tournament bridge player.
Well, what's so surprising about that? After all, the game's quite simple. It only requires a little mathematics and a little concentration and one or two elementary rules.
What did she say, dear?
I think we're going to have trouble.
Trouble? Now, don't start making trouble, baby.
No. She's not going to make trouble. I think you and I are going to have the trouble. We're playing with a couple of sharks.
Oh, I suppose Mr. Neff plays bridge, too.
Does he?
Of course he plays. That's why I invited him. Now, here's the way we're going to do it. You and Carl, Betty, against us.
What, a set game?
Oh, we might not get set so much.
No, I don't. You mean those two against me?
And me. I'm going to play with you, dear.
Yeah, that's what I say. Those two against me?
Me too, dear. I'm going to play
yes,
with you.
Yes,
oh, well, there he is now. Now, Betty, please try to be nice.
I'll be civil, if that's what you mean.
No, just try to be nice.
He'll be all right. Don't worry. I'll let him in.
No, let me. You can get the cards, dear. They're on the desk there.
Where? Oh, yes. Here they are.
Right. Just a minute. Well, Carl, of all people.
What? Weren't you expecting me?
Of course we were. Come in. How are you?
Pretty good. Am I late?
Just fine, thanks. Oh, well, no, you're just in time. Come in, Carl. I'll take your hat.
Thank you. Hello, Carl. Oh, good evening, Mr. Ace. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Well, this is more like it.
Like what?
Nothing, just making conversation. Sit down, Carl.
Thanks. Oh, Mr. Ace, I brought the new drafts along those leases you were talking about. I found a couple of clauses I think we ought to have changed here and there.
Oh, fine.
Here they are.
Thanks.
As long as I have a legal education, I might as well put it to some use.
Yeah, fine. I'll look over these in the morning. I spoke to your uncle today and told him you were catching on to the business pretty fast.
Oh, it's really quite simple. And I might add dull.
Oh, I wouldn't say dull. After all, you're just out of school. You'll get used to it, and you'll find it quite exciting after a while.
I doubt it.
Oh.
As long as it'll make Uncle happy, so he won't imagine I'm just loafing around waiting for his money.
Oh, no, I don't
well,
think
well, enough he's... talking around. How about the bridge game?
Suits me.
Well, here's what we thought, Carl. You and Betty against us. How's that?
That game?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it really doesn't matter.
It's immaterial to me, too.
Well, fine, then. Let's get started. Come on, dear.
What?
You can read those papers tomorrow.
Oh,
come on. You sit there, Betty, and you sit here, Carl. You two have to sit across from each other because you're partners. Sit down, dear. I'll sit here. Oh, well, the floor paper. I'll get it, dear. You start dealing.
Okay. Here, Betty, you can shuffle this deck.
Have you got a pencil, dear?
I have. Here you are.
Now, what do we play for?
Well, I play for money, marbles, or chalk.
Marbles or chalk, and Betty plays for cups. Bridge has certainly changed since I used to play.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll play for a tenth of a cent.
That's good enough. Oh, haven't you played lately, Mrs. Ace?
Well, no, but it'll come back to me. Don't worry.
I'll start dealing.
What system do you play, Mrs. Ace?
Big Garden.
What do you play?
Bridge.
No, I mean what?
She plays the loud note trump if she's got a good hand, and the soft note trump denial if she has nothing.
I play the distributional note trump.
Well, if you insist, I prefer the strong note trump with the two club denial.
That system's too obvious, and I might add a little antiquated.
Oh, I wouldn't say antiquated.
We'll play the distributional note trump and keep it open with a trick and a half or better.
Do you open with 2.5 tricks in any position?
In any position at all.
Sit up straight, Betty.
Huh?
Sit up straight. Look at you.
I'm comfortable, Aunt Jane.
What system are you playing, Mr. Ace?
Well, aces and kings, mostly.
Do you play Culbertson, Mrs. Ace?
Oh, no. He's too good for us.
What?
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll play the distributional note, Tom. Don't bother asking her.
Well, as long as she understands. Do you play any convention, Mrs. A?
No, I hate crowds.
You heard... Listen, will you please not ask her? It'll only confuse the game. We'll do the best we can.
But she must play some system. Do you play any certain system, Mrs. A?
What do you mean?
Well, you have a certain system which gives your partner information.
Signals?
Oh, they're not exactly signals.
We used to have signals when we played a long time ago, but my ankle got so swollen.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you remember, dear, when you used to...
Let's go on with this game. I dare.
Besides, I don't believe it's fair to tell your partner information.
Oh, yes, by your bidding it's fair. You can tell him anything by your bidding.
Well, it doesn't seem right.
Look, please, I dealt and I pass. It's up to you, Betty.
I did a no trump.
Well, now, just a minute. You're all too fast. I haven't got my cards fixed yet. I always arrange my cards in colors, like spades on this side, then the hearts, then the clubs, then the hearts. No, I said hearts, didn't I? Did I say hearts? I meant no trumps. No, or diamonds, I mean. Yes, diamonds, that's right. Do you fix your cards that way, Carl? Let me see. Oh, no, I can't see, can I? Well, all right now. What happened?
Isn't this awful? I dealt and passed, and Betty bid a no trump. It's up to you.
Oh, no, I had to say two diamonds, wouldn't I? I mean a spade. No, that wouldn't do either, would it? If I say two hearts...
What are you doing, Mrs. Ace?
Giving my partner information by bidding.
But you can't do that.
Well, you said you give information by bidding. Personally, I don't like it. But if you want to play the compassing system, it's all right with me. Now, let me see, where was I?
Well, it's too bad we haven't more time for this bridge game, but... We pick it up right at this point and learn just how Jane's scheme to start a love affair between Betty and Carl turns out when next we meet the Easy Aces.